Scarpetta by Patricia Cornwell. Read by Lorelei King. Chapter 1. Brain tissue clung like wet gray lint to the sleeves of Dr. K. Scarpetta's surgical gown, and the front of it was splashed with blood. Striker saws whined, running water drummed, and bone dust sifted through the air like flour. Three tables were full. More bodies were on the way. It was Tuesday, January 1st, New Year's Day. She didn't need to rush toxicology to know her patient had been drinking before he pulled the shotgun's trigger with his toe. The instant she'd opened him up, she detected the putrid, pungent smell of booze as it breaks down in the body. When she was a forensic pathology resident long years ago, she used to wonder if giving substance abusers a tour of the morgue might shock them into sobriety. If she showed them a head opened up like an egg cup, let them catch the stench of post-mortem champagne, maybe they'd switch to Perrier. If only it worked that way. She watched her deputy chief, Jack Fielding, lift the shimmering block of organs from the chest cavity of a university student robbed and shot at an ATM, and waited for his outburst. During this morning's staff conference, he'd made the incensed comment that the victim was the same age as his daughter, both of them track stars and pre-med. Nothing good happened when Fielding personalized a case.
"We not sharpening knives anymore," he yelled.
The oscillating blade of a striker saw screamed, the morgue assistant opening a skull and yelling back, "Do I look busy?" Fielding tossed the surgical knife back on his cart with a loud clatter.
"How am I supposed to get anything fucking done around here? Good God, somebody get him a Xanax or something!"
The morgue assistant pried off the skull cap with a chisel. Scarpetta placed a lung on a scale, using a smart pen to jot.